From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Deputy Assistant Police Commissioner Neo Basu spoke about the arrest of an 18-year-old man by British police on Saturday, a day after the London subway was hit by a partially exploded bomb. Basu warned that the investigation was ongoing and the security threat level remains at critical, meaning that top British security services believe another attack is imminent.
At this stage, we're keeping an open mind around whether more than one person is responsible for the attack. And we are still pursuing numerous lines of inquiry and at great pace.
Basu did not release any further details. At least 36 Burundian refugees have been killed in clashes with Congolese security forces who allegedly fire indiscriminately at protesters. Marissa Melton has the details.
Another 117 people were wounded and one Congolese officer was killed. The UN peacekeeping mission in Congo said 39 gravely wounded Burundian refugees were evacuated by helicopter to the city of Bukavu. Friday's clashes erupted in Kamanyola when Burundian refugees and asylum seekers protested the expulsion of four of their countrymen from Congo.
The death of a Congolese officer led to the escalation of violence. Bangladeshi Muslims brought food and other supplies to a refugee camp on the country's border with Myanmar. Aid agencies came up with a new system to distribute food, much to the relief of Rohingya refugees who had earlier been forced to scrounge for food. According to the latest estimates, around 391,000 Rohingya refugees have crossed into Bangladesh since violence erupted on August 25th. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, and more. This is VOA News. It's been called the greatest crackdown on pedophiles in a generation. Phil Mercer has more on Australia's new child protection laws.
Australian officials say punishments handed down to pedophiles have been too lax. The government wants them to spend more time behind bars for their crimes. The legislation will make it more difficult for child sex offenders in Australia to be granted bail and parole. There'll also be tougher measures to crack down on online grooming, which will allow Australian police to intervene sooner if a suspect is found to be contacting a child with the intention of carrying out a crime. Internet companies which don't immediately report abusive content to the authorities will face tougher fines. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Greek police fired tear gas at protesters who hurled gas bombs in Athens on Saturday during a rally marking 4 years since the killing of an anti-fascism rapper by an ultranationalist Golden Dawn supporter, organizer Petros Konstantinou.
We are here demonstrating in thousands in memory of the murder of Pavlos Fissas, his fourth year. The trial of Golden Dawn goes on. What we demand is to shut down their offices because they are centers where they are organizing new attacks.
The killing of Fissas, who performed under the stage name Killipi, had sparked protests across Greece and led to an investigation into Golden Dawn for evidence linking it to violent attacks. A trial of party members is continuing. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte on Saturday asked the head of the country's Commission on Human Rights,
"Are you?"
if he was gay or a pedophile for focusing on the killing of teenagers in the government's bloody war on drugs. Duterte's allies in the House of Representatives voted to allocate just $20 to the Commission on Human Rights in what critics of the drug war said was retaliation for its efforts to investigate thousands of killings during the past 15 months, including those of two teenagers in August. Duterte suggested to the lawmakers using the Commission's proposed $13.2 million budget to buy police body cameras if they don't want to restore the funding for the agency, which he has clashed with repeatedly over his anti-drugs campaign. Facing an escalating threat from North Korea, the mass flight of minority Muslims in Myanmar, world leaders are preparing to gather at the United Nations beginning Monday to tackle these and other tough challenges, from the spread of terrorism to a warming planet. For in-depth coverage to these stories and more, point your web browser to voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.